So I like Saint Andrew a lot, especially if you read the account of the Gospel of Saint John, huh? It was Andrew who led Peter to know the Lord. And that's why oftentimes a lot of dioceses will have what they call Saint Andrew breakfast, where they invite men who are discerning the priesthood or the religious life to come, right? And I think it's important for us to remember that not all of us will be like Paul with who are able to preach eloquent words, or like Peter, who is called to be the rock, right? Some of us are called to be Andrew, bringing people to the Lord. And I think that's important for us to remember. The Apostle Andrew is so important that the liturgical year hinges on his feast day. Today, around November 30th, on the feast day of Saint Andrew, it's the end of a liturgical year and the beginning of a new one. Why? Because Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, the first Sunday of new liturgical year, and it always falls around November 30th. So Andrew, even though insignificant, not that popular in comparison to Paul or Peter or some of the other great apostles or evangelists, plays an important role in the life of the church. And the church teaches us that then we are called to be like Andrew, not necessarily according to our understanding or comprehension or what we think need to be done for the gospel. Perhaps we can be Andrew in leading other people to the good Lord. And I think that's what important for us to remember in our own life. Not all of us are called the same thing, but each of us are called to preach the gospel in our own proper way, to be fishers of men, to lead other people to the Lord and captivate their heart, capture their heart, and lead them toward the one who loved them. And that's why in the first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans today, St. Paul said, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and is so justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved." But he continued to say, "But how can people believe if no one preached the gospel to them? How can they come to know Jesus is Lord if they are not being sent out?" Each and every one of us have been sent out by the virtue of our baptism to preach the good news, to evangelize, and to share what God has done in our life. Not with eloquent words or not with things that dependent on our power, but because of our love for the Lord. Because we confess what God had done for us with our mouth, the joy of the gospel set us free, and we believe in our heart, deep from within, of how much God loves us. Therefore, we already experience that joy of salvation, experience what it means to be saved, what it means to be free from the enslavement of this world. Therefore, we can bring the good news, the euangelion, to everyone else so that they can be saved and enjoy that liberation and freedom as well. So today, as we celebrate Saint Andrew, let us call to mind that the good Lord asks us to discern in our own life too proper ways that we can lead people to him so that they can come to know him, to love him, and to follow him just like Andrew.